Hello, welcome to the Friday, May 6, 2016 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Diego, California. Over the last few days, there have been a number of news stories about a large set of credentials that were found on Russian underground forums and offered for relatively little money. The smallest amount I've seen is less than a dollar. Now, the exact number of credentials varies widely depending on the news source. I've seen anything from 56 million up to 1.2 billion credentials that apparently have been leaked. These credentials are for various websites like mail.ru, Gmail, and other large mail portals in particular. Overall, I don't think these credentials come from any leak in these websites. More likely, they were collected using phishing, maybe some malware, keystroke loggers, and such involved in this. In general, it's a good idea to use two-factor authentication for sites like that, and for example, Gmail does offer it, and from time to time, it's probably not a bad idea to change your passwords. And Silence published an interesting blog post about a new crypto ransomware piece that they found. And this is kind of interesting because it does offer a little bit insight into the crypto ransomware for sale market. In this particular case, Alpha Locker is offered for as little as $65 that you pay to the author via Bitcoin. It does offer in its advertisement the usual features. For example, it encrypts, of course, the disk with a key that's unique to the particular PC. It also then has admin consoles, allowing you to track the progress. Couple of odd features also. For example, it says that it continues to encrypt files when the computer is turned off. Not exactly sure how this will work. The ransomware can be bought from an author in Russia, and according to Silence's analysis of this ransomware, it actually appears to work. At least it does encrypt files. Now, because Silence got its hand on the entire package, not just the artifact found on infected system, they also go into some detail on the admin console. There is a pretty neat sort of web-based admin console that can be used to track victims, then generate keys for decryption for various victims and process Bitcoin payments. Overall, pretty slick package for a piece of low-cost malware. And as Silence points out, with continuous updates to the malware, the author is actually able to do a pretty good job in evading antivirus. According to Silence, it looks like they ran it against a virus total. There were 0 to a maximum of 9 out of the 50 plus antivirus products that actually detected various samples generated with this malware. And Forcepoint Security Labs put together a neat analysis of what they're calling the Yahoo botnet. This botnet mostly targets users in Japan and Korea, other Asian countries, and of course some US users are affected as well. And what Forcepoint kind of suggests is that while this particular botnet has a good number of victims, sort of in the 10 to 16,000 range, they're also trying to target some of their victims with additional functionality. The botnet itself spreads via BitTorrent and other avenues where the victim downloads software that they assume is harmless, but then this particular payload was added to the software. It does include your full set of additional pivoting functionality. It can inject DLLs and download additional malware. It can also exfiltrate document. pretty complete report here. I'm not sure if I 100% buy sort of the target components, but I'll leave it up to you to see what you can take away from the full document. And we got an update from Juniper for June OS. This particular update fixes some older flaws in OpenSSH, in particular the roaming bug that has been patched last year in OpenSSH. So something you probably want to apply, but nothing super critical here. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday.